Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire and Tim Cogshell. We begin with Tomb Raider. The character of Lara Croft returns. Alicia Vikander stars. Roar Uthog is the director. Tim?
Not that great by me. Could have probably left it buried a little while longer. Miss Vikander is quite good in it, though her motivations are different than the motivations of the Lara Croft that I know, who was just an adventurer on an adventure. This young lady has issues she's working through.
I like this movie a lot until she gets on the boat and actually goes on her adventure. Alicia Vikander is such an interesting presence and makes such cool, interesting choices with her acting that I just wanted to watch her hanging out in East London being a bike messenger.
Tomb Raider is rated PG-13 in wide release. The comedy drama Love, Simon stars Nick Robinson and Josh Duhamel. Greg Berlanti is the director. Christy?
Totally charming. I love this movie. It's like a gay John Hughes film about a teenager in high school who realizes that he's gay, but he's closeted and has a nice, fun online dalliance with another gay kid. And it's sweet and funny and feels very true.
Yeah, kind of like a You've Got Mail thing going on there. Very sweet, lovely little movie. I got to tell you, if this kid's having trouble coming out in the circumstances of his life, whoo, man, it's rough out there.
Love, Simon is rated PG-13 in wide release. 7 days in Entebbe, inspired by the events of the 1976 hijacking, hostage-taking, and rescue mission, Rosamund Pike and Daniel Brühl star Jose Pagila is the director. Tim?
Well, this is no raid on Entebbe. This is more of a psychological thriller. It's interested in what all of these people are thinking from every angle. It's not very good, though.
And not an action film.
Not an action film.
Like.
Not until the very end. Yeah, you would never know from this movie how really daring and thrilling this rescue mission was.
The film 7 Days in Entebbe is rated PG-13 in select theaters. And the documentary Itzhak shares the life of the great violinist and raconteur Itzhak Perlman. Alison Chernick, the director. Christy?
Totally charming. This is your must-see for the weekend. Whether or not you know anything about Itzhak Perlman, he's just a delight. He is so immensely talented. He makes it look effortless as a violinist. But just watching him tell stories
what
for 2 hours is lovely. Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful. And of course, he was a child prodigy, and they started filming and taking photographs of him from the moment he became brilliant.
I think it's just very unfair. Someone has such great talent in two areas like that, music and talking about his life. Itzhak is the documentary. It's several of the Lemley's theaters around Southern California. It's unrated. Alison Chernick, the director. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday live at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week here on 89.3 KPCC, plus the podcast available wherever you get your favorite shows. Have a great weekend.